It's Thursday, August 19th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. COVID booster shots are coming this fall. The Biden administration has called for boosters to be available for those that are fully vaccinated with Pfizer or Moderna 8 months after their second shot. With the Delta variant, the coronavirus is still too widespread and too transmissible, and the outcome of the pandemic seems pretty certain. The virus is not going away and will be endemic. Sarah Zhang, staff writer at The Atlantic, joins us for how we are going to have to live with the coronavirus. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about some of the latest coronavirus news. The Biden administration has called for a third COVID booster shot starting in the fall for adults who got either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. So we're looking at these shots being administered 8 months after you got your second dose. This is for ages 18 and older. So they want to start this around the week of September 20th. And we've seen a lot of data showing that the effectiveness of the vaccines have kind of worn off a little bit when it comes to the Delta variant. It still protects very well against hospitalization, severe disease, and death, but the Delta variant just kind of threw everything for a loop. So what are we seeing in this, Sarah?
That's exactly right. You know, as you say, the vaccines still protect really well against hospitalizations and death, but it is pretty clear that the vaccine is not effective right now against Delta as it was when we were seeing in the clinical trials. So the rationale that is coming from the Biden administration is that we want to boost people back up to kind of a level where we feel more confident in it. And I think the other fear is that, you know, maybe it's still protecting really well against serious disease now, but where is this going to look maybe another 6 months or 8 months from now? You know, I think like in the U.S., we certainly have the shots. In fact, we have more shots than people are willing to take them right now. But I think that's actually maybe one of the other kind of bigger picture thing missing here is that a third shot will undoubtedly help boost up the immunity of people who take it. But the first shot for someone who has not been vaccinated is going to make much, much bigger of a difference. So should we be focusing their efforts on getting first shot to more people? And I think the other big picture question is the rest of the world. So much of the world still does not have enough access to vaccines to vaccinate everyone even once. So this is really, in some ways, reflecting how we in the U.S. are very lucky to be awash in vaccines. It would certainly help, but is it maybe the best use of a single dose of vaccine? Probably not.
Right, exactly. And as you mentioned, just the response to Delta, rising cases, rising hospitalizations. You know, if you are going to get this third dose, it does have to be from the same vaccine that you took before. So Pfizer or Moderna, people that got Johnson & Johnson will have to wait. They're still looking at the data for that to see what they want to do. But the inclination seems to be that people that got Johnson & Johnson will also need a booster shot. All of this goes to say is kind of how we're going through this. Sarah, about a year ago, you wrote an article talking about how the coronavirus is probably never going to go away. It will become something that we call endemic, something that we end up living with. You wrote a follow-up article to this, kind of how everything we've gone through basically confirms this almost to this point now. Things have not gotten much better. And we're still there. And we hope that through natural immunity, through vaccinations, the coronavirus just kind of becomes more of a common cold thing, like other coronaviruses have done in the past.
Yeah, that's right. The coronavirus is still never going away. I think that's even more clear or clearer now than it was a year ago. So I think the reason I would say that seems, you know, even more unavoidable now is because the virus has just spread through so much of the world. And we're also seeing how it is changing, right? Like we're seeing these new variants. And with Delta, there's like some slightly better ability to reinfect or to cause breakthrough infections in people who are vaccinated, which is, as we were talking about, one reason the Biden administration is pushing for boosters. I think we're going through like a very confusing period where things are very in flux. I wanted to kind of think about what the long term is of like what living with this virus is like. And I don't think that like currently confusing period is going to last forever, at least. Eventually, it will kind of settle down to some sort of more stable, steady state where the virus kind of follows a more predictable pattern, very likely, or possibly a seasonal pattern to see with the way we see with the flu or with other coronaviruses. There are four other coronaviruses that cause a common cold. And we don't know if this coronavirus is going to behave exactly like the ones that already exist, but we have kind of just as like a one possible benchmark for how it might look in the long term. With the common cold coronaviruses, we sort of all get them when we're a kid. We probably exposed to them like before we were 2 or 3 years old. And then we always get reinfected. Immunity to coronaviruses does not last very long. But what happens is because we always get it as a kid, it's pretty mild. As we're seeing with COVID-19, when kids get it, it tends to be really mild and asymptomatic. So what tends to happen with other coronaviruses is that we get it as a kid, we get reinfected, but that's also mild because our bodies have seen it before. Maybe the virus changes a little bit. Maybe your immunity also wanes. We might get reinfected again. That kind of boosts back the immunity back up for a while. And then maybe after some time, you might get reinfected again. But each time these reinfections, you're not starting from zero. So it's going to be milder than if you saw it for the first time. And if you are vaccinated or it's happening in children, that's not as serious as what's happening now with COVID-19. The problem with COVID-19 is that we're seeing novel coronavirus in adults who have never seen this virus before. And that's what is causing all the serious illness and the death.
And that's the whole point, as you were mentioning, you know, that pattern that we have dealt with coronaviruses before. The whole point of getting the vaccines going was to help us in that, not to completely eliminate it or, you know, stop it completely. It was basically to help us from getting severe infections, help us from dying from it. So we're kind of in that position right now. That's why we're trying to get so many people vaccinated. The other component to it, as you mentioned in the article too, is the psychological transition. You know, once this does become endemic, something that we live with, we're going to have to think about it differently as a way that we live for it. You know, we've been in this inflection point right now where so many people are on so many sides. We're not in agreement on what it's going to look like later, but eventually we'll kind of get there.
Yeah. You know, I think one thing that's going to just feel a little bit strange at first when we come out of this pandemic is that, you know, in this middle of this pandemic or in this emergency, we're all trying to avoid this virus. But in the long run, as this virus becomes endemic, as it continues to circulate, we've seen how transmissible it is now. Like, it's very unlikely that all of us or even most of us can avoid this virus for the rest of our lives. So we should prepare to be exposed to it at some point. And that's fine, right? If you've been vaccinated, if you've had immunity to this virus, like, reinfection is not going to be as bad as like an initial first infection in, say, an elderly adult who's like never seen the virus before. And that's just probably how it's going to be over time.
Well, we hope that we do increase the vaccinations and more people don't get severely ill from this. As we mentioned, booster shots are coming. We'll have to deal with all of that. And it's going to be something that we're going to have to live with for a long time. Sarah Zhang, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.